Everyone faces challenges, but it's how we deal with them that really matters. I'm Camille Bauer, and I'm going to help you see that life can go from bad to worse. But if you have faith and trust in the Lord and put on your big girl pants, then those hard times will help strengthen your faith, refine your character, and make you who you were destined to be. Hey, my friends, did you know that I have a mentoring program? Do you need help in your life? Have you been stuck in a rut? Are you frozen in grief or disappointment and you need help moving forward? Then check out my website, CamilleBauer.com, and sign up for a discovery session. We will chat it up and see if we're a good fit, but I know through all of the hard knock life that I have been through, I know that I can help others, and I'm so excited to be able to offer. I have 4 spots open this month for my coaching program. So if you're interested, go to my website, CamilleBauer.com, click on the coaching mentoring, and then you can sign up for a discovery session. It's one of the greatest joys of my life is to make sense of my past trauma, problems, heartache, and be able to now, looking back, be able to help people work through their own because of what I've been through. And I'm so grateful for my hard times because of those, I've been able to help others. And if you didn't know that I offer coaching, then check out my website because you're in luck. I am going to help you through your hard times. Also, another exciting thing before we jump into this week's episode is I'm going to be doing my annual Relationship Revolution. It is a Facebook Live, and it's going to be August 22nd to the 25th. So I will be hopping on every day for like 10 to 15 minutes. And at the end of those 4 days, you're going to be able to transform one relationship in your life. Yeah, I'm serious. I'm going to be sharing some seriously amazing tips and red flags, things you should watch, look, change, what you can do to transform relationships in your life. So check that out. Mark your calendars. If you follow me on Instagram, Camille Bauer, or on Facebook, it's Camille Bauer and Clint the Cancer Warrior family. And that's where I'll be going on for my Facebook Lives. But that is, again, August 22nd. To the 25th. So stay tuned for that. Anyway, so now I'm going to be talking about today something that really harms relationships and harms ourselves. And it's really easy to do, probably one of the easiest things to do, and that is judging people. Everybody's done it. It's human nature, right? Like, we want to create a narrative in our mind of what we think's going on for somebody and what they should do about it. And one of the biggest challenges in relationships as well is thinking somebody's, you can read their mind, right? Like, I can read their mind. I know what they're thinking. Or on the flip side, they can read my mind and they should be knowing what I need or what I want. So, which then creates a lot of problems in relationships. But for me, I have to keep myself in check. I joke, I joke that it's like, oh, I'm so good at judging. Like, why would I just quit something that I'm good at? But all joking aside, it's hurtful. Have you been on the brunt end of somebody completely misconstruing the situation and getting all the details wrong? And it's so hurtful, right? It is. It damages relationships. It damages your heart and your spirit. And we need to rise up and not judge. I've been reminded recently of this for myself. Have you guys watched the Olympics? Okay. I wish I could watch more than I did, but I would click on for highlights. But let's talk for a second about Simone Biles, okay? Not only is she amazing, let's just throw out her stats, okay? She's an American artistic gymnast. combined total of 32 Olympic and World Championship medals. She's tied with the most decorated gymnast of all time. Okay. She has, has two golds, is considered one of the greatest and most dominant gymnasts of all times. She's tied with Shannon Miller for the most Olympic medals, but she has more golds than Shannon Miller did. Anyway, fast forward to this Olympics, right? And I am busy, right? We're busy, mom. Got my business, got my new marriage, like, we've got little people in our house, like everything's going. So I'm trying to catch the highlights, and I find myself catching the story of Simone Biles having to bow out of a competition because of her mental health, right? And I've dealt closely with mental health in my family and myself with mental health problems, but still, I found myself going, what? Why would she do that? Like, how, she's taking somebody else's spot that worked so hard to be there. Like, I found myself going down this rabbit hole of judgment for her. And I'm sitting there, chatting it up with my boys and, you know, just this conversation piece of, addressing mental health and how important that is. But then just being like, I can't believe it. Like, why would you work and train that hard and then get to the Olympics and bow out, in a sense, right? And this is me catching the highlights, the news stories. And so then a couple days later, I'm still like on the judge train, and I pick up an actual factual news story, and I'm sitting there reading it, and I'm just like blown away of the fact of she had vertigo. It's called twisties, right? If you haven't read in depth the article and the explanation, well, gymnasts know it as twisties. When they're up in the air, it's a type of vertigo where they don't know what's up and what's down. And it's life-threatening, right? Like, especially if you're on rotations, you're up in the air, like you could die. And it's something that takes like 1 to 2 weeks, up to 2 weeks to go away. And it's like known in the gymnastic world as a type of a temporary problem, but that is a type of vertigo where you just don't know. You can't help it. And as I'm sitting there reading that article, I'm just like, I'm a jerk. Like, here I am judging her based upon what the media is throwing out, right? But as you sit there and read the story, it's like, oh my gosh, that makes so much sense. P.S., even if she had mental health problems, that's her business, that's her right, that's her story. But because it's public, it gives everybody a right to chime in. Right? No, it's not right. It's wrong. But I felt ashamed at myself, you know, and as I sat there, and then I brought it up with my boys the next day, and my cute bonus daughters that are here, and my husband, and we had this conversation about it, and how easy it is to judge somebody when you don't know all the details. You have no clue what's going on. And so I wanted to bring this up. I know this month that we're talking about relationships as I lead up to my relationship revolution at the end of August. But I really wanted to address this because judgment is not only superficial for people you don't know, right? But it is also harmful in relationships. And it goes along that mind reading too, where, you know, you expect somebody, you know, that loved one to do this because you think they know you, but they aren't. They aren't doing it. And it creates this frustration when you just need to be honest. You just need to be vulnerable. You just need to share your feelings and give them the opportunity to share theirs. A long judgment as well. I remember I had just found out that Clint's cancer was terminal. And I have shared this, I think, in a podcast like 20, 30, 40 podcasts ago, but it's so relevant today because it sticks with me when I'm like going to road rage, you know, when somebody's driving so slow and you're just like, you're ready to like lay on your horn. this pops into my mind. And I remember I was driving home from the grocery store. I had just found out Clint had terminal cancer. His goal was to make it to Wyatt's kindergarten, to see Wyatt go to kindergarten. And, you know, just the weight of everything and, you know, my businesses and being a caretaker. I was alone in my car and I just was pouring tears, okay? And I didn't even know I was driving too slow, okay? I think I was like 5 miles under the speed limit, and somebody comes up behind me and lays on their horn, honk, 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 and they come up by the side of me and they flip me off and they're yelling at me, and I just remember them speeding off in this rage, you know, and sitting there like, if you only knew what was in my heart, you would not have treated me like that. So I really try to catch myself before I go and lay on my horn, because you never know what is going on for them in their life. Just like in a relationship, you might think you really know them and you might think, oh, they should read my mind. But we can't. We don't know. And we just need to be gentle and kind and give people grace. God, our creator, does an amazing job of telling us what's up with judging, right? In Matthew chapter 7, he says, judge not, that ye be not judged. For with what judgment ye judge, ye shall be judged. And with that measure ye meet, it shall be measured to you again. And it's something that daily we need to work on. Daily, driving down the road, in our homes, in our sacred relationships. You know, judging is a red flag that we need to check ourselves and not be like, oh, that person needs to hear this podcast episode. That person needs to hear this because she judges. Like, that's judging. We need to look inward. Right? When the disciples, I love that, when it's the Last Supper and he said, somebody's going to betray me, and they're not like, like looking around the table and say, you know, pointing fingers, you know, they say, Lord, is it I? And that's, I think, what we need to focus more on is, Lord, is it I? How can we be better? And in Matthew, he goes on to say, you know, if you, the old adage where you hear, you know, why are you looking at the mote, you know, that is in your neighbor's eye when you have a beam in your own? And let's break this down, the language here and the vocabulary. A mote is like a little sliver, right? Like a tiny little piece of wood. Like, why are you looking at your neighbor and looking at the piece of wood in their eye when you have a giant beam in your own? But it's something that we do. It is human nature. It's in our core that we have to fight off that natural woman, the natural man, where we want to judge others. And it's hurtful. It's hard. It's harsh. And we got to give it up, okay? So remind yourself, when you're reading a news story, like I did, with sweet, amazing Simone Biles, or whatever news story that's running through that you want to throw out some quick judgments, stop yourself. Stop. Check yourself, as Ice Cube would say, before you wreck yourself. And stop and don't judge. And when you're going to lay on your horn because somebody's making you crazy, don't do it. You don't know what's going on in someone's life. And be kind and be gentle and be patient, give people grace, and you want to get that back. And just like the golden rule, treat others as you want to be treated. And it's really easy to forget, especially when we're busy, especially when we're in a hurry, especially when, you know, we have our agendas that we need to stick to. But what's is being kind and being human more important than our agendas? No, it's not. Like, number one, above all else, we need to be kind. And I want to leave that with you this week. that we can put on our big girl pants and not judge the other sizes of people's big girl pants or how they put on their pants or what brand their pants are, like whatever. They're doing their best, and that is what we have to take to heart. And if they're not and they're mean and they're nasty, I have other episodes about that. But for the most part, people are just trying their best. And if we knew what's going on in their hearts, we would be so, we would be there to hug them and hold them and hold space for them and be there for them, not judge them and criticize them. And remember that in your relationships, in your homes as well, and that will only help. So we can do this. Wrapping up, check out my website. 4 spots for coaching that I have open. Check out CamilleBauer.com. You can sign up for a discovery call there. And then stay tuned for my relationship revolution, where you're going to transform one relationship in your life in 4 days. I love you guys, and I can't wait to talk to you.